This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Today we're going to read a passage of Scripture that's going to speak to that very truth in your life in a powerful way. It's the last chapter of this book. For 8 weeks, we've been in the book of Ecclesiastes. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come. What trouble days? Old age. And the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Verses 2 through 5 are allegorical, talking about the body. See if you can see the references to your body, physical body, in this. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain, when the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop, when the grinders cease because they are few, and those looking through the windows grow dim, when the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades, when men rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint, when men are afraid of heights and of dangers in the streets, when the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags himself along and desire is no longer stirred, then man goes to his eternal home and mourners go about the streets. And then from the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, 9th chapter, 27 and 28. Just as people are destined to die once and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear for a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him. I want to talk to you about a passage of Scripture that maybe you've heard quoted at a graduation message when you graduated from high school, college. Maybe it was referenced in a card you got upon your graduation. But I want to talk to you about it in a fresh way today. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. What does it mean to remember? It doesn't mean to jog your memory. It doesn't mean just to call in your mind cognitively and say, oh yes, I remember God. That's not what it means. Any more than those of you that are married, if somebody came up to you and said, do you remember your wife? Yeah, slightly, I remember her. Yeah, I do. I do remember my husband, yeah. That guy that sleeps in the bed next to me, yeah, I remember him. To remember means much more than that. Spiritually, one author said this, it means a wholehearted commitment to love, a wholehearted commitment to serve, and a wholehearted commitment to fear God. And I think he's absolutely right. To remember means much more than just recalling to mind, just like remembering somebody that you love the same way. And then it says this, remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come. I want to say this earlier than I said it in the messages in the first two services. Today is the youth of the rest of your life. You may only have 5 years left, 10 years, 15, 20 years. Who knows what we have left? But today is the youth of your life for the future life. You're younger today than you will be tomorrow, believe it or not. You're younger today than you will be next week. You're younger today than next month. You're younger today than next year. And so it doesn't mean, well, I blew it when I was a teenager. I can't remember the Lord. Remember him now. Serve him now. Honor him now. Whatever point you are in your life. And then the last two verses of the chapter and the book, verse 13, now all has been heard. Here's the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or evil. Listen to that last verse again. God will bring every deed into judgment, including every hidden thing, whether it is good or bad.
We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.